The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It is such a privilege for me to be on this side of the microphone, knowing that you folks are on that side of the microphone. I am so grateful for all of you, and I mean that. And so is Joy. Joy and I talk about this all the time. We think of you folks as family. We do. It's amazing when we go out, you know, complete strangers go up to Joy like they've been her best friend for the last, 20 years, because I talk about her a lot on the air, and they just, think that, hey, she's part of the family too, and she's a friend. So both of us just consider all of you family, and we are just so very, very grateful that you are there. And so many times, folks, you make such a difference. You make such a difference. Got a mailing from the Salvation Army today, and I was just reminded of how many people you helped this last Christmas through Salvation Army. Hundreds of people you helped. Because of Salvation Army, I was reading about the slaughter of Christians in Nigeria. And I was reminded about how many thousands of people in the persecuted church all over the world that are going to receive their very first Bible because of your generosity. I mean, because of your generosity, thousands of people, thousands and thousands of people are going to be impacted with the gospel. People that are persecuted beyond our imagination. And they're going to receive their very first copy of God's word because of your generosity. You folks, this audience is making a difference. And not only that, you take to heart the things we discuss on a daily basis. You truly are LTDs, and I am just so very grateful for you. I hope you know that. I hope you know how much you are appreciated. The program's never been about me. It's about you. It's about our audience. And how you take to heart the things we discuss, you listen, you think, you discern, you study things out for yourself, you don't believe everything I say, you check it out, and then you share it. So thank you. Thank you, thank you. Well, this story doesn't surprise me in the least, and I'm not always right when I make a prediction, but every once in a while I am. When the United Methodists met in Kansas City, now a couple months ago, to finally put to rest, finally, after like 8 years of debating, discussing the same-sex marriage, same-sex ordination thing, for all these years, talking, discussing, a committee on this, a committee on that, a special meeting for this, and a special meeting for that. A couple months ago, they met in Kansas City, and they were finally going to settle this thing once and for all. Special meeting. We're going to take a vote, and however the denomination voted, that would be the final word. Well, no thanks to the American leadership in the United Methodist Church, but thanks to the delegates from Africa and the Philippines. The traditional plan, which was the biblical plan concerning sexuality and marriage, was approved by a slim majority. It didn't pass by much. And if you had taken out the Africans and the Filipinos, oh my goodness, it would have been an overwhelming vote by the leadership of the American United Methodist Church to adopt same-sex marriage, same-sex relationships, same-sex ordination, same-sex pastors as the norm, violating 2,000 years of Christian doctrine. Had it been up to the American leadership, and it's important that we know that. So they had their meeting, they took the vote, and the vote said, we're not going to change our stance on marriage, we're going to take the traditional biblical position. If you will remember, after that meeting, I told you, oh, this is not over. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, this is not over, not by a long shot. The liberals are not going to take this sitting down. No, 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 no. Well, like I said, I'm not always right, maybe not even often right, but every once in a while I am. And on this, I certainly was. The United Methodist Church's 9-member Judicial Council will be convening for a 4-day meeting in Evanston, Illinois, tomorrow. Wait. They had a big conference in February in St. Louis. They had 800 people there to debate it, debate, 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 and finally to vote on it. And it was done, over, finished. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. The United Methodist Church's 9-member, I'm reading from a press release. The United Methodist Church's 9-member Judicial Council convenes a 4-day meeting in Evanston, Illinois tomorrow to consider legal challenges to the traditional plan. Say what? I thought they took care of this. I thought they voted on it. They did. But now the 9-member Judicial Council is going to take up legal challenges. What do you mean legal challenges? Well, whether it whether it goes with the Book of Order and so on and so forth. Legal challenges to the traditional plan. And I'm quoting, if the plan is upheld, that would be the biblical traditional plan. If the plan is upheld, it would take effect for U.S. churches on January 1st. If parts of it are struck down, you ready for this? It would trigger a new debate at the United Methodist Church's next general conference in May of 2020. Can I make another prediction? The Judicial Council, being this is the American church, are going to strike down portions of what was voted on in St. Louis, which means it will not take effect on January 1st, which means they're going to kick the can down the road until May of 2020. And the liberals are hoping and praying that the conservative Bible believers within the denomination are going to get so sick and tired of voting, debating, debating, voting, that the conservatives just say, all right, you can have it, we're out of here. And the denomination will lose the people, but they'll keep the buildings and the property. That's what happened with many, many, many Presbyterian churches, PCUSA churches, who took a biblical stand, said, hey, we cannot any longer agree with our denomination. You have abandoned the Word of God. You've abandoned Scripture. We're out of here. And the PCUSA, the denomination, said, no problem. Take the people. Just give us the building. This has happened dozens and dozens of times where the denomination could care less about the people. They want the money. They want the buildings. They want the property. They want the pews. They want the hymnals. They want the stained glass. They want the organ. Take the people. We'll take the building. Now, in many, many, many of those cases, there was nobody left for the building. It's okay. We're in terrible shape financially because people continue to leave the denomination. So we'll just sell the church and we'll bank the money. Oh, my goodness. And listen, I have a boatload of United Methodist listeners in my audience, and I'm so grateful for you. Listen, those of you who are Bible believers, and if you're a part of my audience, I hope you're a Bible-believing United Methodist. You have been through so much. And when your denomination held the meeting in St. Louis and voted to uphold biblical truth on marriage, so many of you were so encouraged. You said, yes! And now to find out, it ain't over. It's not over. And my heart goes out to you, and I mean that sincerely. I'm not being facetious or condescending. My heart goes out to Bible-believing United Methodists who found, for the first time in years, real encouragement by the February meeting, only to find out the liberals could still win. All right, we need to take a break. And we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
If you do the social media thing, Twitter or Facebook, you know that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Facebook was just filled with wonderful sayings, pictures, phrases, scripture verses about Easter, the resurrection. I didn't see them all, but I probably had hundreds on my Facebook feed. And it was just really neat. It was just really cool to see them, to read them. I didn't have time to read all of them. And many of you, maybe most of you, are my Facebook friends, and many of you posted things for Easter, Resurrection Sunday, and so forth. But for me, and I saw it, I don't know how many times I saw it, probably 7, 8, 9 times over the weekend. And again, some of them were just wonderful. They were beautiful with pictures and scripture verses and, you know, and wonderful. And I'm not diminishing that at all. But it's amazing how just certain things jump off and minister to you. The one that just grabbed my heart over and over again throughout the weekend as I saw it pop up on Facebook. And I may not be quoting it exactly, but it simply said, a lot can happen in 3 days. That was it. A lot can happen in 3 days. You know, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. I saw that many, many times. And that's so true. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Although, as I've said, I'm not going to get into the debate. I'm not sure that Jesus was actually crucified on Friday. In fact, I don't think he was. I'm not going to argue about it. Well, what about the Sabbath? Well, okay. I don't think Jesus was crucified on Friday. But anyway, I love that. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And, you know, but a lot can happen in 3 days. Sometimes we forget how things can change drastically for the good or for the bad in just a couple of days. I can think of so many times in my life, in our marriage, in our ministry, in our family, things just totally changed. Years ago, many years ago, we got a Joy and I got a 30-second phone call. It changed everything. Nothing was the same after that 30-second phone call. That was years and years ago. Still, nothing was ever the same after that 30-second phone call. But I can also think of times when Joy and I were either individually or jointly, and we were at a point of just despair. Oh, my friend, we have had some mountaintops. Oh, Joy and I have had some unbelievable, incredible mountaintop experiences spiritually. Just mountaintop. Oh, we've had some deep, 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 dark valleys. Even recently. A lot of things can happen in 3 days. We are so focused on today. We are so focused on today's circumstances. Joy and I have the privilege, we have the privilege of teaching one of the adult classes at Genoa on Wednesday nights. Happen to be one of the ladies' classes, but they're going to sneak me in. And that's one of the things we're going to share. Is how focused we are on today's circumstances and what's happening now, today, in this moment. A lot of things can happen in 3 days. On the day of the crucifixion, those disciples, not one of them understood what was happening. Not one of them remembered that Jesus said, hey guys, I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to die, but it's okay. 3 days later, I'm going to rise from the grave. Not one of them remembered that. Not one. Not one of the ladies. Now think about it. Not even Mary, the mother of Jesus. Nope. Not even Mary, the mother of Jesus, understood what was happening or expected to find an empty tomb on that Sunday morning. Not one of them. Their hopes, their dreams were all dashed. They thought he was the Messiah, and look what happened to him. And now what's going to happen to us? The Romans are going to come after us, and we're going to be next, and a lot can happen in 3 days. That just gripped my heart. Yeah, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming, and you know, Easter Sunday reminds us we can be in the deepest, darkest valley that we have ever experienced in our life. And in just a few days, we could be experiencing the most wonderful victory we have ever experienced in our life. Yeah. Don't look on your circumstances today. Look at the promises of God tomorrow and the next day.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.